This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 100 days after U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas launched the deadliest attack in Israel's history, tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed. Gaza lies in ruins, and the Middle East is sliding towards a wider, more unpredictable conflict. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It's been 100 days since Hamas gunmen from Gaza poured into Israel, killing and kidnapping, provoking a massive Israeli military reprisal on the densely populated and deeply impoverished enclave. Almost 24,000 Palestinians have been killed and 60,000 wounded in the invasion, according to Gaza health authorities. The invasion began after Hamas militants rampaged through Israeli communities on October 7th, murdering 1,200 people and taking more than 200 hostages. Israelis in Tel Aviv on Sunday rallied to mark 100 days since their loved ones were taken prisoner in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. From Berlin to London to Karachi, thousands of people took to the streets to mark the 100th day of Israel's war with Hamas. Opposing demonstrations Sunday either demanded the release of Israeli hostages or called for a ceasefire in Gaza. In Karachi, tens of thousands waved Palestinian flags in a rally organized by the country's largest religious political party. In London, thousands of people chanted, "Bring them home now," to demand the freedom of dozens of hostages. The Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said on Sunday the United States was wrong if it thought the Houthis of Yemen would stop confronting Israel in the Red Sea, saying U.S. actions there would harm the security of all maritime navigation. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile toward the sea, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The launch was the North's first this year and comes 2 months after it claimed to have tested engines for a new, harder-to-detect missile capable of striking distant U.S. targets in the region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile launch from the North's capital region on Sunday afternoon. It said the missile flew toward the North's eastern waters. Japan's defense ministry also said it spotted a possible ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Demonstrators were threatening to storm Guatemala's Congress on Sunday as a session to swear in newly elected lawmakers was delayed, casting doubt that President Elect Bernardo Arvelo's planned inauguration will go smoothly later in the day. Tensions were high among indigenous groups and other supporters of Arvelo as the session for new Congress members to assume power, including for his party, was delayed for hours. Guatemala's top court earlier on Sunday decided lawmakers from Arvelo's party will not take office affiliated with any party but as independents, a move that weakens the new president's ability to wield power. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is accusing Texas officials of blocking federal agents who were trying to save a migrant woman and 2 children who drowned. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security officials and Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar are accusing the Texas National Guard and Texas Military Department of physically blocking Border Patrol agents from entering Shelby Park along the Rio Grande River Friday night after they were made aware of 3 people in distress in the river. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of the woman and 2 children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. The Justice Department took the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas officials told the court they had seized Shelby Park, but refute that Border Patrol agents had been denied access. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Denmark's prime minister has proclaimed Frederick X as king as his mother, Queen Margrethe II, formally signed her abdication. Massive crowds turned out to rejoice in the throne passing from a beloved monarch to her popular son. Many thousands of people gathered outside the palace where the royal succession took place on Sunday. The 83-year-old Margrethe is the first Danish monarch to voluntarily relinquish the throne in nearly 900 years. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.